Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As we start this hour, I just want to begin here that coaches now abandon jobs before bowl season to take their next job. If they don't have rules against it, then I'm not one to knock the coaches that do it. But when coaches talk about commitments, I believe there needs to be something where we hold coaches to their commitments more in college football. Meaning, no, that they can still jump before a contract's over. Because if their contracts have language in it that they can jump, they have every right to jump. But that we will see coaches stick it out and actually complete the season. Because I see players getting ripped for missing meaningless bowl games. And I mean meaningless. Bowl games named after innocuous yard equipment or a restaurant or a destination. And I don't understand why, if a player decides to miss one of these bowl games, I see players ridiculed. Will Greer getting ridiculed because he has millions of dollars on the table to go to the draft? Hey, Will, go get yours. Go get yours. You deserve to go get yours. People want you to risk millions of dollars, potentially tens of millions, to go play in a meaningless bowl game? No, don't do it. But I do want to say, the coaches just jump. The coaches just leave. And the players are expected to stay, and players are told about all their obligations. Why can't we come up with a system? And if it means pushing back this early signing day, let's do it. But coaches just leaving the teams before the work is done. Either the bowl games mean something or they don't. And there shouldn't be a different standard for players that decide to sit it out and coaches who decide to leave their programs.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.